There's good news here tonight, and it's not the same old, same old. This is not a sentimental Christmas, I promise you. And I invite you to listen to the place in your life where you don't want to go. Because unless this feast breaks our hearts, we'll just be the same old, same old. And geez, that's boring. That's full of despair. That's full of, yeah, same old, same old. So there's good news here tonight. It's about Bethlehem. It's about this place where nobody wants to go. It has a zip code. It has a GPS coordinate. It has longitude and latitude in here, and only you can find it. Only I could find my own Bethlehem. That may be good news or not. For Christ is born in Bethlehem, in the most podunkville place you'd ever want to be, in some lousy shed back behind everything. Who wants to celebrate Christmas there? I don't. How do we find the zip code? How do we enter into our smartphones, the GPS coordinates, and say, where the hell is Bethlehem? Here's a proposal. See if it fits. It just started fitting for me, lo, these many years, okay? There are two things that drive us human beings, and that's fear and anger. And the mystery is, I'm asking you to rejoice in the people that scare you and the people that tick you off, because they're the ones who are helping you find Bethlehem. Whoa. So, moms and dads, kids, brothers and sisters, family, co-workers, the idiots on the freeway who drive like they're crazy, ISIS, those dang politicians, I don't care what party you are or not, we all gripe about somebody, don't we? And here's the mystery. Here's the mystery. That our response, our patterned primal response to the people that scare us, to the people that anger us, it's not their problem, it's my problem, it's your problem. And here's the deal. Here's where I think Bethlehem is. It's just dawning on me. Our primal patterned responses come from a profound wound in our lives. Somewhere. It just happens because we're human beings and we don't know how we affect others and we don't always know how we're affected. And the place that those people who anger us and those people who scare us, the favor they do us is to bring out our patterned responses. Kids, spouses, you name it. Why? For the sake of healing. That's the good news. The good news is that that part of our lives, that we don't want to go there, because it's so much more fun to be right all the time, and it's so much more fun to blame all those people and to get exercised about it and not to look in here. And what they do as a favor for us is say, take a look inside. Where's the hurt? Where's the wound that's being drawn to the surface for healing? And that wound has a zip code. It has a GPS coordinate. And it has a longitude and latitude. And it's called Bethlehem. That's Bethlehem. Whether it's loss, but our parish is still grieving the passing. Father John, our former pastor. That's Bethlehem. If we can see it, because it's there for the healing, it's there for the finding, and nobody wants to go there in this crazy world. We distract ourselves and we blame others and we get ticked off at the wrong people. Because of our primal patterned response. And we miss we miss the shed. We miss this dang little place that's romanticized thanks to St. Francis of Assisi. But it's a terrible place to celebrate Christmas. It's the wrong place to celebrate Christmas. And yet, that's where Christ is born. 2,000 years ago, and he's still there. All we have to do is remember that. Welcome to the 21st century of Alzheimer's, huh? Spiritual Alzheimer's. All we have to do is remember that. When someone scares you, when someone ticks you off, if you get a moment within, a year, to step back and say, I wonder if that person just opened for me Bethlehem. I wonder if I'm going to go there this year. I wonder if I'm going to find what is so precious and so vulnerable and find healing and find joy and find what is real and not pretense. And we're bigger than we're whatever else than we need to be. I think it's about going to Bethlehem. And what we celebrate here tonight is that it's always there. Bethlehem is always there. And it ain't that little shed over there. It's here in your life, in Obama's life, in Trump's life, in ISIS's life, in everybody's life. Christ is being born there. And when he comes, when we encounter him, it begins the healing of this great and beautiful and wounded world. That's the good news. And it's the terrible news. Sorry. Who wants to go there? I grew up in Omaha. We always talked about the people across the river in Council Bluffs, you know. Who wants to go over there? You got places like that in your own lives. But who wants to go there? We remember that Christ is already there. And that's good news. So may God bless us on our way to Bethlehem. So we live as people with less pretense and more honesty along that journey. So may the angels greet you and proclaim his presence and say, go look for that kid in the swaddling clothes, whatever the heck that is. Go look for it. And see what, in a year's time, we come back here and celebrate. May God bless us and lead us on that journey tonight and always through Christ our Lord. Amen.